Everyone, this is Greg Schillinglaw back with you here at Insider Travel Report. It's been a while, and I'm so happy to see so many of you again. We've got a great guest tonight, Mark Adams, CEO of Coconut Bay Beach Resort and Spa, and also Serenity at Coconut Bay. We're going to be focusing mostly on Serenity, the all-inclusive luxury suite property they have down there in St. Lucia, and it's going to be a great conversation. Let's do it, Mark. All right, Mark. Well, it's so great to have you back with us at Insider Travel Report. And we're big fans of the Serenity property. I've just been down there myself and got to experience it firsthand. And I was wondering, could you just take us through, obviously, safety is so top of mind these days with everything going on with the pandemic. What exactly have you put in place in terms of safety protocols to keep not just guests, but staff safe during these crazy times we're living in?
Well, Greg, I mean, thank you for having me today. Thank you for coming yourself, you know, to have an experience in Serenity in St. Lucia. And I mean, as you mentioned, safety during this global pandemic is paramount. And, you know, as you let in, you know, it's twofold and really threefold. If you look at it, it's the safety of the guest. It's the safety of our staff and the safety of, you know, the staff's families and everybody at home. And through a lot of preparation on St. Lucia's part. I mean, I really got my hat's off to the chief medical officer in St. Lucia and the COVID task force that they have that meets every day and updates the protocols and the necessary things to do from a science standpoint. You know, it's an everyday process. It continues and continues. You know, I'm very happy to report that I think we've found a great balance in providing safety for the guests and the staff and people being able to actually, you know, go on vacation and enjoy, for the most part, all St. Lucia, all Serenity, you know, and our sister property, Coconut Bay, has to offer. Every hotel in St. Lucia had to become certified under the COVID protocols. There was an extensive amount of training done by the staff. There was a lot of investment on hotels' part that they had to, you know, they had to buy things that we've never bought before, like purchasing the electrostatic sanitizers that we do on all the rooms and we do on all of the bags as the guests come in. As you know, when you arrive in St. Lucia at the airport, you know, there's a whole process that you go through at the airport to make sure that everybody's passed a COVID test before they come. All the temperature checks are from the time you get off the airplane. When you go through the procedures at the airport, then you're cleared, you know, to go from the airport to the hotel, which, again, Coconut Bay and Serenity is a very short ride.
Maybe I was about to point that out. It's, you know, you step off the plane, you go through those protocols, and normally you feel like you have to drive an hour or two to get to some of these resorts, and that is not the case with Coconut Bay. I mean, we were sipping on, you know, our welcome coconut drink within like 10 minutes of leaving the airport. It was amazing. So
exactly.
It's definitely a different experience for a lot of travelers.
I mean, absolutely. And you know, when you arrive at the hotel or any guest arrive at the hotel, the first thing, I mean, when you come through the gate, you know, every guest does a temperature check. When you get to the hotel, again, your bags are sanitized. Then you're shown to your room. And, you know, it's hard to describe the protocols because there's so many that the guests don't even see.
Yeah.
Example, we allow 24 hours time of any guest checkout before another guest comes into that particular room. That's where all the sanitation in the rooms come in, the electrostatic sanitizers, all the curtains, all the bedding, the walls, everything. Then on top of that, we use a local sanitizer that's FDA approved, it's WHO approved, and that's a second layer. Then we take all the air conditioning filters out of you after you've checked out of your room, and we put the same sanitizer, which is a sanitizer which you spray onto any surface, and you don't wipe it down. It automatically evaporates, after about 10, 15 minutes, and it's totally bacteria-free of anything, whether it be COVID, whether it be any bacteria whatsoever.
Sure.
You know, all of the menus have been changed. We have the virtual menus that if you're young like yourself, that you use your cell phone for, and it shows you all the menus.
Pull up that QR code. I think we're all learning how to do that now, right?
If you're an old guy like me and you don't want to do that, that kind of aggravates you. It's all paper menus that are automatic throwaways afterwards. We put screens at the bars between the guests and the staff. You know, and it comes down to those three basic things from a guest and a staff perspective. You know, and it's the mask, it's the social distancing, and it's washing your hands. So we put sanitization stations all over the resorts, many more than we had before, including hand washing sinks in certain places that you wouldn't even imagine one. And we were able to purchase portable ones that have all the water and all the soap and everything with no plumbing, but they're portable. We replace them on a regular basis. An important thing that a lot of people might not understand is it's important that Coconut Bay and Serenity for the last 10 years of Coconut Bay, and really after the first year of Serenity opened, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to give a solid product, and we've run 85% year round. Coconut Bay's run 85% year-round for the last 12 years. Well, you know, times have changed. And you really, even if you could run 85%, you shouldn't run 85% because social distancing in the restaurants, in the dining, all around the resort don't allow you to run that kind of occupancy. And we're not, but I'm happy to report that, you know, our maximum occupancy that we want to achieve is 60%. And thanks to the consumers and the travel trade and I think the product that we've delivered, is we're right on target to be running 60%. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're very happy. The customers are very satisfied. And, you know, during these, you know, uncertain, challenging times, I couldn't be more happy with where we are. I have a lot of friends in the business and associates in the business that they're not quite doing as well. But, you know, we're all in this together. We're all hanging in. Travel's a big thing. It's been hit very hard. And, you know, I'm happy to report that St. Lucia's doing better every day. They really take focus on the island as a whole. You know, like another example. In the very beginning, the stage one of the protocols was tough because this is like the first 2 months, the guests weren't really allowed to leave their hotels. That was challenging. For the most part, the guests we had and other hoteliers I talked to on the island, it was really people just wanted to get out of where they were coming from. You know, whether it was Toronto, New York, Chicago, or whatever, they were really tired of the COVID thing.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to hang out on a beach with only you and your wife, you know, you and your kids, you and your travel partner, and social distancing. You know, you might not have somebody within 100 yards of you, but you had the sun, the sea, and the sand, and the wonderful hospitality of the St. Lucia people and our staff. You know, people really had a good time. But then when we got to phase two of the protocols and people were allowed to go on certain tours. Again, it was a very controlled environment. You know, what the CMO in St. Lucia did, which my cap's tip to her, is she's balancing opening up tourism and the security from a COVID standpoint from the St. Lucia community. So the tours that you went on, the tours that our guests are going on, the one thing that's made absolutely sure is there's no local commingling of people and the tours at the same time. So St. Lucians returning home could go to the mud baths on Tuesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. You know, with the volcano.
Sure. Yeah, we just went there ourselves, and it certainly felt like it was limited in terms of the number of people that they were letting down there. And We definitely got the sense that we were obviously there on a tourist day, but it was definitely a smaller crowd than in years past. So
no, and it's working. Okay, yeah, I mean, you're a great testament to that, because you get to enjoy and experience, you know, those things St. Louis has to offer, but everybody's keeping it under a very, you know, tight, but not to you, okay? Because, you know, it's that you don't know that the local population isn't there at the same time, where they might be pre-COVID or hopefully in the not too distant future, but it's working because the guests are getting to go out of the hotels. I mean, it's limited tours, it's the volcanoes, it's the zip lines, it's the private island tours with certified drivers, it's the catamaran tours. I mean, anybody going to St. Lucia, I mean, all of those other tours are really important, but you've got to see those pitons from the
absolutely.
Water.
Absolutely.
It is a ooh-ah moment. I mean, I tell everybody at Coconut Bay and Serenity, I said, if you buy that tour, And I'm wrong, okay? It's on me. I've never once.
I was about to say, how many times have you had to pay up on
not
that?
Not one time. Never. I didn't even have the smart aleck, okay, who came back just to not once. Ever. And I bet
I get a free deal out of you, that's all.
So. I bet I've had that conversation 1,000 times more.
Absolutely.
So, again, the protocols are working. We've had no really tourist incidents. We've had no things with our staff at the hotel, but you have to reinforce this every single day. And you know, this might sound extreme, but it might give other people comfort. Two people have responsibilities here, two sides in keeping the COVID balance under control. The guests have a responsibility and the staff have a responsibility. And we now and again get a guest, okay, that, you know, tries to tell us scientific evidence that wearing masks are worse for you than not wearing masks. And in that event, we haven't had one yet, but that person would be asked to leave the hotel just because it's the protocol and we're protecting all of our other guests. And, you know, we believe in following the protocols. And if you wear a mask, and again, you're not wearing a mask 24 hours a day.
No, and I will say that, and I think that's something to point out, especially about Serenity, is that you essentially have your own private area with a hammock, a plunge pool at least, a place to dine by yourself, and you could have food. So it's essentially, I mean, me and my wife, when we were down there recently, we dined at the Great House, which we'll of course talk about, but it was also nice to just have the option that in the world we're living in, you could very much spend the entire time at your room and go to the pool and use your hammock and go to the beach, and you don't have to really see anyone if you don't want to. So, I mean, you do have a unique setup in terms of the world we're living in right now.
No, I mean, you couldn't have said it better. Thank you. And you know, it really works. And I mean, as you've experienced yourself, I'm so proud, okay, of the staff, but I'm so proud of the guests as well, because I mean, all I can speak for is the guests for the 99.99% we've had. Everybody cooperates. It's working beautifully. And you know, so far, so good. And the thing about Serenity, I believe, because a lot of people understand, you know, that every hotel, I mean, every suite at Serenity comes with a plunge pool and comes with your own indoor-outdoor environment to where, I mean, as far as if you're going on vacation from a COVID standpoint, okay, I don't think you could find many things more COVID-friendly, if you will, than Serenity.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We felt that way too, but I don't want to spend all your time talking about protocols, because the resort itself is beautiful. And I know you'd much rather be talking about that. I know we in the travel community, you know, it's been a tough year obviously, but you know, we do want to focus on the product and what there is once you get there. And I'd be remiss to say, you know, once you show up at Serenity, you know, you're greeted by the Great House and obviously some of your staff, some of the butlers are out there greeting you. Can you just talk about the experience of the Great House and that welcoming experience and the role that the Great House plays in just the life of the resort itself?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing with Serenity is a very small boutique hotel. It's comprised of 36 private villas. or private suites. Everyone comes with butler service. Everyone has a plunge pool. Everyone, you know, this was a little thing that I came up with when we were building it, is I said, I don't know of a hotel on the planet that has coconut trees in your room.
I can't think of one offhand. So yeah.
No, but to give people who don't know an understanding is every room has an expansive patio that's fenced in, making it private. And we planted coconut trees on every patio of all 36 rooms. So where there's hammocks, there's a plunge pool, there's a neat little room service box that if you actually went there and you didn't want to see a human for a whole week, you could get 24-hour room service put in your little box that has a one-way on the out, a one-way on the in.
Absolutely. We used that quite a bit when we were down there. You know, it's nice to have that option. Obviously, it was lovely to see the staff, too, bringing in food. But that is something good to point out, that exists in the butler box, as they call it, I believe.
Well, and those 55 staff at Serenity have been with our organization for a long time. They're the best of the best. And, you know, the one comment I hear from the staff, I mean, from the guests, sorry, and the staff, over and over is, when we left, those people are our family, and we're their family. And there's this connection that happens, and it, as you know, it doesn't take 48 hours before every staff member knows you by name, and knows your bride by name.
Very quickly.
And everybody's really close together, and what we're about is creating a unique experience for every couple who comes. There's no set standard. It's customizing your experience to what suits you. So if you remember Chef Leo, he's the chef for the Great House. I mean, we're changing menus all the time. There's times where people, you know, when they first get there, they might question the expansion of the menu. Well, the menu changes when you're there. The specials changes when you're there every day. But Leo and the kitchen staff in the Great House come out and they interact with you. And before you're there very long, you're getting custom-made dinners just for you. So if you want the local experience, I mean, I met a woman last week who said to me, "Guess what we ate last night?" I said, her name was Tricia. I said, I can't imagine. And she goes, "We had curried goat." And she goes, "If I told you that I would ever eat curried goat in my life, but we told Leo that we really wanted something local. He says, I'm going to surprise you. He said, I'm not going to tell you what it is, okay, until afterwards." She said, "That was most delicious. Was that lamb? Was that pork? Was that beef?" And he said it was curried goat. Well, at the end of the day, she's a curried goat fan. She came to me and asked if she could take Leo home with her. And I said, well, unfortunately not.
We're going to need him. Leo. Yeah, his skills are much needed here. I actually got the chance to meet Leo. And I have to say, he and his team do a remarkable job. Like you said, I mean, and we should point out that if you are staying at Serenity, you can go dine at Coconut Bay and enjoy the restaurants over there. Not that you necessarily have to, because at Serenity, it felt like there's such a mix of things going on at night. You know, it's not just show up for dinner and have dinner. It's, you know, there could be, you know, there's a movie one night. There's entertainment by the pool. You can eat in some of the poolside villas. So it certainly felt like, you know, there was definitely enough variety if you stayed there for 2 weeks that, you know, of course it's nice to go experience, you know, Coconut Bay and the restaurants over there, but you certainly had, you know, what you needed at the Great House with Leo and his staff. You know, they were definitely mixing it up with different soups, and there were sushi nights. So, I mean, I was very impressed by that.
What we wanted to make sure of, and that I thought was a unique feature for a 36 room luxury resort, is it would. There's no 36-room luxury resort that has a choice of 8 other restaurants. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just that wouldn't make sense. So every luxury resort, with if it's small boutique, only has 30 to 40 rooms, has one restaurant. What's unique about this experience is you have the ability to go over to Coconut Bay and enjoy Silk. which was is an Asian restaurant. It's not only an Asian restaurant. What we've tried to do at Coconut Bay is Silk is an Asian restaurant. It represents the whole Silk Rim, if you will, of Asia. So there's Indian dishes, there's Thai dishes, there's Chinese dishes. I mean, it's a whole variety. We have Calabash, which is a Caribbean restaurant. So it has Cuban dishes, it has Barbados, Bajan dishes, it has St. Lucia dishes. You go to Seaside, it's a Mediterranean that goes all the way from Greece to Italy. And so you have that opportunity to go and enjoy those things, the theme nights, I just met a person when I was there last week who said, I'm sorry, I prefer the lunch buffet at Coconut Walk than I do eating lunch at the Great House. I mean, I was a little shocked by that, but he says, I just like the idea of a marketplace buffet where I can have stir fry, I can have an Italian dish over at Mamma Mia's, I can have my own salad bar. They were making paninis that day. And he goes, I just like walking around in a circle of a smorgasbord.
And again, you know, that sounds pretty good too. I can't complain.
So. Again, that's something that you know, you couldn't do at another resort. And the beauty for the Serenity guests is next door, you have all these options, but Serenity's yours all by yourself. So the 500 guests, when we're full, the 350 guests during COVID, they can't come to Serenity. So you have your own little private enclave, and it's just a stone's throw away to go and enjoy them. But the Coconut Bay guests, you know, get to enjoy Coconut Bay. It works. It's worked better than ever anticipated. Travel agents are the key to our success. I mean, they have been from day one, and, you know, all the things have changed with OTAs and all the different things that make it challenging for travel agents. Having been in this business for over 35 years, and travel agents make the world go round. And especially during these challenging times, the travel agents have suffered, you know, as much or more than a lot of the different industries. We have incentives out for the travel agents to help them from a bottom line standpoint in two different ways. We pay up to 15% for travel agent business who books direct. Many of the travel agents book through their chosen tour operators, which is totally understandable and valued. And just for the travel professionals themselves individually, we offer up to $50 a booking for a Coconut Bay book, $50 US, and up to $200 for Serenity. And that's just a way to say thank you for your continued support. We appreciate it and your value.
So, Mark, you know, the question I always like to ask at the end of these interviews is, you know, what don't we know about Serenity? What don't we know about Coconut Bay that we should know? You know, for travelers and for travel professionals, you know, what should they know that they might not know already?
Greg, there's a secret to Coconut Bay. We've been doing this since 2005, and we've used this same secret at Serenity, and it's worked beautifully. One of the greatest satisfactions that we have as management at the resort is the repeat clientele factor. I can't tell you, I mean, we have three people come to mind out of Canada right now. They've been to Coconut Bay over 20 times. It evolves. They've now come to Serenity. I mean, because things change. Where you were 20 years ago and where you are now, you've changed. You just got married, okay? You probably, I mean, you stayed at Serenity on your honeymoon. Then, you know, hopefully, likely, if you want to, you'll have children. Well, as you know, you can't have children at Serenity, but you certainly can have them at Splash at Coconut Bay, and then it evolves to going to Splash. And not only children like the water park and the water slides, okay? I mean, I get asked many times, okay, what would be an advantage to a couples only or adult only at Coconut Bay or Serenity? Well, I don't know of another adults only resort that has water slides and a lazy river and all the things, because if you, under normal circumstances, when you go to the water park, there's more big kids like us than there are little kids.
I did notice that. I did notice. I was like, where are the kids? There are a lot of adults here. The kids are in the pool, but the adults are on the water slide. I was, as someone who's a fan of water slides, I can relate. So,
okay. And for the viewers, this was not a setup, okay? Because I'm going to explain to you the next step further in this. So what has been so fun for me personally and us as a management group is with all these return guests, there is a lot of interaction between us and our friends, our family, the returning guests. And so we take their input very seriously and we share ideas with them and they give us ideas. You know, some ideas are great, some ideas not so much, but at the end of the day, we all work together. And every time we have returning guests, the first question they ask as they walk through the door is, what's new? What'd you do different? And so it's all about improving the product and the experience as we go. So one of the biggest things that we've been hearing really for the last 5 years, and we're going to get around to it soon, is the Lazy River does not have a swim-up bar. Okay? And for all the adults who are going around the Lazy River don't really like the fact that they have to get out of the Lazy River and go, 30 yards to get their drink.
It's a tough life when you're at Coconut Bay, those 30 yards.
We've already designed and we're going to build a lagoon that you can come out of the Lazy River and there'll be a thatched swim-up pool bar at the Lazy River. But again, I'm not sure we would have thought of that without the guest input. And so at the end of the day, the bottom line to that is we are always evolving, always trying to do different things to make it kind of our motto is every time we have returning guests, some come every year, some come twice a year, some don't come back for 3 years. But every time they come, for the most part, there's something new and innovative that we've done to make their experience better than the last time they were here. And it's worked very, very well. And that's kind of our mantra, and we will continue to do that in the future.
Well, Mark, I was going to say, I can't wait to get back myself. I know my wife and I had an amazing time, and you've got a great property down there, and I can attest to the steps that you've taken from a safety standpoint to make us all feel safe when we're there, and I know we certainly appreciated that and felt very safe. And like you said, it's just nice to get away in these times we're living in, and Serenity is a great place to do that, as well as Coconut Bay. But Mark, thanks again for joining us, and we so appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you making it available. Thank you very much.